Grace to your peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Driving a new car for the first time in 18 years, there are a lot of things in it that weren't in my last one. The old one didn't have an 8-track player, but it did have a tape deck. I completely skipped over CD players in my cars. And it skipped right over to satellite radio. I realize that this might be old hat to most people, but the idea of broadcasting radio from the heavens opens up all kinds of angelic potential. Although I better not get too used to this marvel, because my free trial runs out in January, at which time I will return to old-fashioned free radio. I bring it up, because right now on this orbital marvel, there are no less than 6 stations of Christmas music. And I thought that just maybe, with all of that bandwidth broadcasting from geosynchronous orbit, that there might be a sacred, or at least a choral music station. It isn't going to cost them anything more, and it might keep an extra subscriber or two. So, on my way to the gym with David, I was scrolling through the entire list of stations. 2 pop holiday stations playing every version of Santa Baby imaginable. 3 classical holiday stations, 1 even branded Hallmark, all playing endlessly Mel Torme, Edie Gourmet, and Frank Sinatra singing Santa Baby. We even found a Spanish holiday station. I thought that I might be able to escape from Santa Baby. Alas, it's Santa Bebe. Although, we did apparently get to hear the Mexican chipmunks sing, so that was fun. Now, I could, though, have settled on the station Nativity on Enlighten. It moves into the sacred, but I'd have to drop my cultural snobbery and move to Georgia. Less Anglican boy choirs and more Oak Ridge boys, which I actually like the Oak Ridge boys as well as the next guy, but it doesn't quite hit my Christmas sweet spot. I've never had a tender Tennessee Christmas to get nostalgic over. And yes, when David told my wife what I was looking for, she rolled her eyes at me. Me and the 5 other people who want to listen to my station are planning to submit our petition to SiriusXM tomorrow. So if you'd like to be part of that 5, see me afterwards. I can play it for laughs, but only so much. There are 3 reasons. The first is that they switched over my favorite free radio station before Thanksgiving. And I'm sorry, but you can only listen to so much Mariah Carey and Wham for about 5 times before homicidal tedium becomes a reality. Second, because I am nostalgic for that radio station of my youth, that for 2 weeks before Christmas mixed in sacred songs in equal measure with Jingle Bell Rock. It was a riotous humanity, the sacred right next to the profane, almost as riotous as God sleeping in a manger. And third, the biggest one to me, is that you realize, without hearing the carols on the radio, all of the 3rd string, and big portions of the 2nd string, and probably even some 1st line carols, are just not public property anymore. Joy to the World is not going anywhere in public memory. But the carol that is central to our presentation today, Angels from the Realms of Glory, I've got my concerns. And if we don't have the words to sin, can we truly behold? We can see Santa baby, but can we see this baby without the words? The structure of the hymn that we're going to be singing at the kids' read is a deeply Christian. It's a record of the growing cloud of witnesses to what has happened. The first stanza tells us the origin of the witness. Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. These angelic beings who could be anywhere in the blink of an eye and the snap of a finger, who were present when everything came into being. Ye who sang creation's story. Now, in this long tale of creation, in the centuries of their watching, now there's something new breaking in. Now, proclaim Messiah's birth. Something new and great and marvelous has come into this homicidally tedious place. Something worthy. Come and worship. Worship what? Come and worship. Worship the Christ, the one that we've been waiting for, the one that we've been expecting, the newborn King, the first of all creation, now in his creation. Come and worship. The angels from the realms of glory sang that message, but who did they tell? Shepherds in the fields abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. Shepherds, you've got to be kidding me. Why would angels, these glorious heralds of glory, be sent to shepherds? More of that riotous mixture. God seems to like his creation, all of it. He once called all of it very good. It's had a fall since that day. But God has not abandoned his creation to the trash heap. Instead, it's a reclamation project, and it's not a house to flip, but it's one that God plans to reside in. Because God with us is now residing. Yonder shines the infant light. God with us, Emmanuel. Not by conversion of the divinity into the flesh, but by the assumption of the humanity into God. This one is the bridge. The one that restores to our tedious and fallen humanity our communion with God through this little child. Come and worship. Worship Christ, the one, the newborn King. But maybe this message of the angels is only for the lowly. For the shepherds, or the despised of the world. Even more of that riotous of multitude of creation. God desires all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Sages, leave your contemplations. Brighter visions beam afar. Yes, these magi were busy with astrology charts. They were looking at the stars in the sky and contemplating and counseling and making bet on majesties to come. Sages. Every generation has theirs. Some ages are probably better than others. You probably don't know that until hindsight. But whatever and wherever God was willing to condescend to where these sages were at and urge them on to better courses of study. Seek the great desire of nations. You have seen his natal star. Believe it. You've read the prophecies. You've felt and intuited that desire. You've seen the signs. Believe it. Come and worship. Worship this one, the Christ, the newborn king that you've been looking for. Angels and shepherds and sages, high to low, both in celestial hierarchies and earthly ones. The message and the witness goes out. Saints before the altar bending, watching long in hope and fear, suddenly the Lord descending to his temple shall appear. Today, that call to worship is a humble one. Come and worship. Have faith. You have the word. You have the witness. You have the sacraments. You have the signs. Today is the day of grace for all to come and worship and to be forgiven. Today, the King comes humbly. Tomorrow, he comes with all his saints. Tomorrow, he comes in glory to judge both the living and the dead. Prepare today. Come and worship. Because all creation will join in praise. On that day, what came silently in the Judean night, what comes silently, heart by heart and belief by belief, what came silently then on that great day will come with the shouts of all creation. Evermore, their voices raising. So come and worship. Worship Christ, the one who desires to give you his grace. Worship the King. The King who riotously abides silly sages and humble children to proclaim his story. Open your ears and open your hearts to the kid's story and come and worship Christ, the newborn King. Amen.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people, For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Christ, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praying and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is blessed." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger.
And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
After Jesus was born in the Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him."
And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced excitedly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down to worship him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.